12:19, the sun is shining, and people are out on the world's longest porch among the geraniums and the American flags and enjoying the view from beautiful Grand Hotel. Inside and out, it's a great experience, and I hope that you'll go to grandhotel.com. And I'm told by Liz Graves, the marketing manager, if you go to grandhotel.com, right at the top, it'll pop up the Grand News, the 2024 Spring Newsletter, Season of Connection. I'm telling you, if you've never been here or if you've been here 100 times, you are going to find that Grand News very, very helpful. It's really brilliantly done. Sean O'Connell is here. Had dinner with him last night, Vice President of Food and Beverage here at Grand Hotel. Welcome to our Pure Michigan tour and our first day here at this beautiful facility. And I have to say, Sean, you've done a heck of a job with the food.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm very excited to be here.
Had breakfast this morning in the main dining room. I've never eat breakfast here. Usually it's because I had a morning show, so it was too early. But the breakfast was spectacular, not only ordering off the menu, but also there's a breakfast buffet that you can take advantage of. Last night we were down the hill where we had dinner.
At the gatehouse.
At the gatehouse. But I don't see the gatehouse on my little list of things that you've, it hasn't needed a renovation, where you apparently have renovated Woods, which is spectacular.
Yes.
The Jockey Club I saw as we came by, one of my favorite places. Now there's a whole second part of it that used to be kind of just tents and things. Now it's there. And then the Mackinac Island Pizza Company, which was a brilliant move on your part in serving the pizza as our appetizers last night, because the pizza is off the charts. We'll get to that. And good old Sadie's Ice Cream Parlor, right down at the end of the hall here with that fabulous Guernsey Farms dairy ice cream. And by the way, that's where at Guernsey Farms we do our Christmas on Us promotion. And, in fact, it won a Michigan Association of Broadcasters Best Award for programming, which we were thrilled with. Let's start with dining at Grand Hotel, because you said it, and virtually everyone who's come around and we talk off air, is that the biggest fear people have when there's a new owner, and you're not even new owners anymore, but be that as it may, they're worried about screwing things up.
That's right. They're not going to find what they are accustomed to. And that's a big fear that a lot of our guests have. But we take that very seriously. And while we've been refreshing and rejuvenating Grand Hotel's venues like Woods and the Jockey Club, we've gone through great lengths to understand what the traditions and rituals are here at Grand and preserve them, highlight them, and complement them.
Well, let's go step by step. The Woods is a fabulous restaurant. You get on board horse and buggy, and it takes you back where the back golf course is, for example. But the Woods is an extra special place. What did you do there?
Well, you know, that is a destination dining resort. And you know, as you said, driving through riding through the woods on the carriage and having that sense of arrival at this Bavarian chalet and walking through that front door and having all that preserved and that sense of arrival. Well, we've complemented that by showcasing the backyard of the building, by expanding out the back dining deck, and we've fully covered it, and we put a fire pit out there so you can enjoy it in the evenings and really partake in that and enjoy
That's
it.
That's fabulous.
Yes.
We aren't going to have time to get out there this trip. We're kind of on a fast track, but I can't wait when we come back with the family, or maybe even when we come back with Sandy Baru Oz, Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference, because we'll be broadcasting from here then as well. I definitely want to see the Woods, because it is one of the most outstanding, charming restaurants anywhere.
Correct.
I was just going to say here, but it's beyond even Michigan, anywhere I've ever gone.
Very unique experience.
It is a tremendous and absolutely a unique experience with this famous duck pin bowling alley.
That's right, which we preserved. And it's actually the first Brunswick duck pin bowling alley in the country.
Oh, right, is that right?
In Woods. And, you know, we've made great strides to preserve it. We've also put additional seating around it, and we've expanded Bobby's Bar.
Oh, well, fabulous.
And we're really revamping the mixology program that we have out there and showcasing our excellent staff and bringing them back and making sure that the yellow bird survives, and Jonesy is doing extremely well out there.
Often when mom and dad might be enjoying an adult beverage at Bobby's Bar, the kids are right next door doing the great bowling, the duck pin bowling.
That's right.
It's all fun, that's for sure. The Jockey Club is iconic. It's right alongside this Grand Hotel. We've spent a lot of time there. Just found out that Onique, who used to greet you at the door there, now is here in the main dining room. So it's a step up for him.
It is. And, you know, he's been with us for so long, and he started out at the main dining room, and he worked his way up through the ranks and then, you know, became the general manager of the Jockey Club, and now we've promoted him to general manager of the main dining room. And, and he's just really – we did that last September, and he's really rose to the occasion. And as you mentioned this morning, he's really rallied his team, and the service standards are impeccable.
They really are. And he's a great guy. I generally see him every trip. I may not see him this trip, but I'll see him the next trip for sure, because Onique is quite a guy, and I'm very happy for him. But what have you done at the Jockey Club? I've gone by. I noticed that what used to be just extra tents seems to be now a rock-solid addition.
That's right. So we have the pavilion out in front of the Jockey Club that faces over the Jewel Golf Course. But what we've done is we've solidified the structure, made sure that the paving stones are solid, and you've got a nice experience out there. We've enclosed it with some drop-down visqueens so that you're able to enjoy the inclement weather a little bit and still be outside. But then we've also added in between the Jewel Golf Course check-in counter and the restaurant, the Lantern Lounge, and we've added different steps of seating in there, and it really is an exceptional experience in the daylight. We're going to be doing a brunch there on Saturdays and Sundays, and that's complemented with live acoustic music, and it's also piped in acoustic music when there's no live entertainment.
I think the fact, Sean O'Connell, Vice President of Food and Beverage here at Grand Hotel, the fact that you're a professionally trained chef and food and beverage hospitality leader with deep experience directing culinary, dining, beverage operations, I think you bring something extra special to the table, and it's pretty incredible.
Thank you. You know, I've really been fortunate with my career, and I've been associated with some really quality establishments and organizations all around the world. It's Raffles Hotel in Singapore, you know, the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Hong Kong, Fountain Blue in Miami Beach. But also working with KSL in the past, you know, I was part of renovating the Homestead and Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina, part of Hotel Del and La Costa.
I wish you could see Sean's face. He has such a smile on his face as he remembers all these incredible experiences. I mean, these are incredible places that
yes.
you've gone and put your fingerprints on.
And I've been an honor to be part of those teams. Yes.
Well, I know you feel the same about being here with these teams.
Absolutely.
And the dinner we had last night was spectacular. Frankly, all the way down, I don't know how to say this, but pizza.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to the new Mackinac Island Pizza Company. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, this is our second season and reopening it, and we're really excited about it. It's an authentic Detroit-style pizza, and it's, you know, we're still using the blue steel pans that were part of the original Detroit-style pizza and, you know, fashioned after the auto industry, and that's really that connection to Michigan. But it's also that deep dish Sicilian-style pizza dough that's almost like a focaccia that's, you know, twice proofed, and then we bake it and crust it up with a little bit of extra cheese and top it with different local ingredients. And we do it by the slice. We do half pans during the day from 11 to 3 for those individuals that can't really finish a whole pie and they don't want to schlep it around.
I am a pizza snob, I'm not afraid to say, and you've got great pizza.
Thank you.
I remember, and I was so excited, it must have been 2 years ago now, I guess, I remember being taken into that room and seeing the pizza ovens, which had just arrived from somewhere, I don't know where, somewhere special.
Right.
And I said, oh, boy, I can't wait. Well, the wait's over, and now it's been 2 years, and here we go with the Mackinac Island Pizza Company, and then come back up the hill and finish it off with some of the Sadie's ice cream at the Sadie's Ice Cream Parlor. This is a wonderful, memorable experience for the whole family. Go to GrandHotel.com, read the newsletter, learn everything you need to know, then make your plans to be here. Yes, you can afford coming to Grand Hotel, I promise you. Sean O'Connell, Vice President of Food and Beverage, Grand Hotel, God bless you. Thank you so much for all the good work you're doing.
Thank you, Paul. Honored to be with you.
Well, we're honored to be with you as we continue on WJR.